Previously on Thomas and the Bible, Proverbs imparts us with such wisdom as, if you don't plough your fields, you won't get crops. Those who tell the truth, and those who tell lies. And fools should be wise people. Some other pearls are, he who spares his rod hates his son, and people don't like people who punish them. However, I don't think these proverbs were supposed to be read together, unless this is meant for us to hate our parent. And that's pretty much all that happened, with a Thomas Young count of 4.
All right, it's time for more Proverbs. God. Every time I think the Bible can't get any worse, it does almost. I don't know. Is this worse than Psalms? I don't know. I mean, in some ways, it is. I mean, this is like the least interactive reading. It's just someone shouting directions at you. Like, I don't even know how to handle it. I really don't. It's like, I can't just sit here and listen to someone shouting this like annoying wisdom that's not really interesting or clever at me. There's nothing to engage. So it's pretty bad. It's all bad. It's all bad. Someday we'll get to the New Testament, you and I, someday. So we're going Proverbs 18 through 23 today. Oh, joy. All right. Through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Huh. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of the soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Yeah, that's, again, what are we using this for? He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Cool. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and a shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? I don't know. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. I'm just trying to get comfortable because there's, I'm not going anywhere. This is pretty much where I'm stuck for the next however long it takes me to read this. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. The lot causeth contentions to cease, and parteth between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. A man that hath friends must shew himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Cool. All right. Well, so there's that. Looks like, okay, we're on to 19. So I said 23. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of a man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many, I think a lot of people who speak lies escape every day. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. Yeah, I think there's, I think that's the other thing. There's exceptions to all of these all the time. And there's so, all the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have the rule over princes. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers. The prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied, and shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and we've read all these before. All these are just some slight variation of ones we've already heard. An ungodly witness in the mouth of a wicked divider. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the backs of fools. Yep, okay. Okay, we're on 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion, whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is an honor for a man, yeah, good message, so you can never displease a king, otherwise it's your fault when he kills you. It's a good, yeah, that's definitely stood the test of time, that's how all government is run nowadays. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all the evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are like an abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. The hearing ear, the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It is not, saith the buyer, but when he is gone his way, then he boasteth. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are precious jewel. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but at the end thereof thou shalt not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. We've already heard that. Man's goings are of the Lord, and how can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. A wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. The blueness of a wound cleanseth evil away, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Dear God, this is boring. Oh, man. Okay, 21. Guys, one. I think it's one more after this. Let me check the schedule. Yeah, one more episode of Proverbs, and then we're done. We're on to Ecclesiastes. So, yeah, I don't know that Ecclesiastes will be any better. I mean, we're rapidly getting worse and worse, so I mean, the odds are not good. All right. Proverbs 21, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. That's kind of a good one. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Yeah, all right. Okay, you got one. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. In high look a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of every one that is hasty only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. The way of a man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil, his neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall be not heard. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall... Well, oil. I mean, it seems like people who love oil tend to get rich. I don't know. I mean, it can happen. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. I don't know why that one's funny to me. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Yeah. So we're on to 22. Yeah, that last one is like, yeah, I mean, it's good to prepare your horse to fight and stuff, but really, I mean, safety is with the Lord. You know, that's the key. So that's the important component, just like with medicine. I mean, yeah, doctors, I get it. You want a doctor, that's fine. That's your business, but your health is with the Lord. Okay, 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor. Guys, if I had known when I started the Bible, I really had no idea how bad it is. I really didn't. I 100% honestly didn't. Because how would you know? No one reads this crap. It's terrible. How would you know how bad this is until you try to read it? I mean, I've heard you can hear little selections from it, and it's like, oh, that seems like an interesting book. You know, it's got some stuff in it. There's a flood, some other Jesus and stuff. But when you actually try to read it, it hurts me. It's really hurting me. Like, this is, it's so poor. It really is. Speaking of poor, the rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will depart not from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. He that loveth the pureness of the heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserveth knowledge, and he overthroweth the words of the transgressor. The slothful man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. What? The mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. That's funny. I don't, it just makes me laugh. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them with thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth unto them that I send unto thee? Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For the Lord will please their cause and spoil their soul of those that spoiled them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings and shall not stand before mean men. All right, last Proverbs. I need some water for this one. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shall thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, wherefore he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Well, yeah. So, you're not allowed to talk to fools, right? And you're not, you know, if you're a fool, you really should be wise. How are you going to become wise if no wise person talks to you? Because you can't speak. Remove not, it sounds like the advice here is just be born a great person. Be born an exceptional person. Be born somebody good and good standing and with good parents. And that's the lesson here. That's what will help you throughout life. So that's my advice to you. Remove not the old landmark and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. That's another of the same. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Wow, there's a lot of beatings going on. I still want to hear spare the rod, spoil the child, but I think maybe that's just a summary of all these child beating sentiments, maybe. My son, if thine heart be wise, mine heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reign shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among wine bibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways, for a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? What does that have to do with it? Like if your eyes irritated? Oh, yeah, I've been itching my eyes lately. Ah, you, just as bad as all these people. They that tarry long at the wine. Oh, it's like you're high or drunk, I guess. They that go to seek mixed wine. Ooh, don't mix your wines. No rosé for you guys. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold a strange woman, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. So that was like anti-drinking campaign, I guess. Yep, again, nothing more to say. Check out Atheistically Speaking for an actual good podcast, because this one sucks because of the Bible. But I don't know. It'll get better later. Well, whatever. I don't know. I'm done apologizing for it. Well, no, I'm not done, but I'm... I'll try to stop apologizing for the terribleness of the Bible. I just want to get through it. I'm just so done with it. Done with the Old Testament, I mean. I think it will be fun once again, hopefully. So until then, whatever. So I'll see you guys next episode. Adios.